Now, a second area that is absolutely key to understanding Prethen's view of the world is religion. It tells us a lot about the worldview of peasants. In particular, peasants continue to see religion, and one might even say to use religion, as a means for understanding and coping with a harsh world, for making this world meaningful and making it livable. Now, Russian peasants were on the whole Christians. They were all Christians. Most of them were Eastern Orthodox, though many were old believers and some belonged to various schismatic sects. However, even if one looks only at Orthodox peasants, the vast majority, one sees that their orthodoxy had its own particular characteristics, its own forms and emphases and adaptations, telling us a lot about how peasants related to the world. First, a generalization. Peasants looked at the world as a place filled with powerful but invisible spirits and forces, good, evil, a little bit uncertain, vague forces like God himself, like the saints, Christ, but fate, something more vague but nonetheless important to peasants, but also very specific, concrete and often quite old ideas of spirits that inhabited the world, devils, not just the devil, but varieties of little devils, sprites of all sorts who were believed by peasants to inhabit and haunt their house. There were house sprites, forest sprites, river sprites, devils that were likely to be roaming about certain streets, devils who lived in your well. The world was inhabited with forces. But just as important, peasants saw this world not as one, though it was invisible, not one of unfathomable mystery, not one filled with uncontrollable powers. Peasants believed they had the means, never perfect, but always approximate, always effective to some degree, to have some power over all of these powerful forces. And religion is what gave peasants this power. Icons, for example, were central to the life of every Orthodox peasant. Every peasant house would have one or more icons, usually hanging, always hanging in a corner of the main room, with candles or lamps burning in front of them. The nearby church, if the village was lucky to have one nearby, or a chapel if it was smaller, was filled with icons in all places of the church, which peasants would bow down before. They would kiss the icon. They would light candles in front of them. There were special stands for this purpose. They would recite special prayers asking for help and care. In fact, certain icons were especially venerated by peasants. Most of all, these were icons of the Mother of God, of the Virgin Mary. The Russians always emphasize her motherhood, her caring role, rather than her virginity. Many saints were often venerated, Western saints like Saint Nicholas, but also many medieval Russian saints who were venerated in Russia. Christ was prayed to, though far less often than his mother, and God the Father was almost never addressed. He was seen as too far, too distant, and besides, it was not allowed by Russian tradition to portray God the Father on any visual image. He was generally seen as somebody that Mary or Christ would talk to for you. Most important, it was believed that a particular icon, certain revered icons, had special miraculous powers. They could cure the sick. They could answer prayers for help. They could rid your house or your fields of an unclean spirit, as peasants tended to call these various evil forces. And it should be noted that the icon itself was not seen as powerful. That would have been, peasants would have known, idolatry. Peasants understood that icons were nothing but paint on wood. But they believed, thanks to the grace of Mary or Christ or a saint, that icons were capable of acquiring a presence, the presence of Christ or Mary or a saint, who could then hear one's prayers and offer help. And of course, the power of icons to cope with this powerful world of multiple forces, the power to heal and cure and help was supplemented by other religious aids. Holy water, often to be found in sacred wells where peasants would go on pilgrimage to. Prayer, many very well established by the church, but also things that had older origins. Magic rites, incantations, potions, herbs from the forest. All these things were seen as part of the religious power peasants had to cope with the world. They turned to holy persons for help, priests, monks, wandering holy men, but also to less official healers, sorcerers, magic healers, people whose origins as sacred individuals went back even before Christianity came to Russia.